Good afternoon. It's October 14th, 2024, and so it's time to begin our Sevier County Commission meeting. In our commission meeting today, we have Commissioner Jensen, Commissioner Johnson, Commissioner Brown, Malcolm Nash, Executive Director, Casey Jukes, our County Attorney, and Steve Wall, our Clerk Auditor. It's my turn to offer a prayer, and then I will lead in Pledge of Allegiance. Our dear Father in Heaven, we're so grateful as we come before Thee at the beginning of this commission meeting for the opportunity we have to live in this free country. We are grateful for the freedoms we enjoy, for the rights that we have been blessed with, and we pray that the processes might be put in place that would protect our freedoms. We're thankful for those in our county that watch over and protect our freedoms here locally, and for those who work in our county in different capacities for their hard work and dedication and all that they do. We are grateful this time for the opportunity we have to take care of the county business, and pray that as we discuss these items and as we decide directions to take, we might be guided and directed, that the proper decisions might be made to the benefit of our residents, and that they might be blessed in our decisions. We recognize that this time the passing of a former county commissioner, Ralph Okerlund, we're grateful for his accomplishments and recognize him and pray a blessing upon his family at this time as they draw close together in his passing. We are also grateful, Father, for the blessings we enjoy here in our county, and pray that Thy blessings might continue to be with us in all that we do. And we say these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll first start off with, we'll take care of any correspondence or business that we need to take care of at this time. Commissioner Jensen?
I don't think so. I don't think I have anything today.
Okay. Commissioner Brown?
I'm good.
I don't have anything to share. Malcolm? Casey? Steve? Okay. With that, then, we'd move to the next item on our agenda, and that'd be the minutes of our September 9th commission meeting and the September 9th and 23rd commission work sessions.
I'll make that motion to approve the drafts.
I'll second that.
Okay, moved and seconded that we approve those draft minutes. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Cool. Those minutes are approved. Okay, the next item on our agenda then would be to approve the payment approval report.
After reviewing it, I'll make a motion to approve the payment approval report.
Okay. Been moved and seconded that we approve that payment approval report. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimous. Okay, next item on our agenda is we need to consider a resolution appointing a Sevier County representative and an alternative representative for the Utah County Indemnity Pool annual membership meeting. So we, by rule, appoint someone to be our representative. In the past, we are thinking that that has been Steve, and that Craig, you have maybe served as the alternative. Is that you're aware of that as well? So what's the pleasure of the county commissioners today?
I'd make a motion to re-up these two fine gentlemen for the indemnity pool as a representative and alternative.
Okay.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that we appoint these two individuals for those two positions. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimous. So we appreciate you taking care of that responsibility, and that helps us all out. So thank you very much.
Okay. Steve and Craig.
So we all three sign in?
You're still in.
Yeah. You're the
yeah. We all three sign in.
Yeah, and Casey needs to sign that one as well.
Done.
Okay.
Okay.
You didn't say that.
Okay, we'll pass that down to Casey when you get through too then. Okay, the next item on our agenda is consider National Benefits Service 457B plan document and recommendations for new hires. Craig.
All right, so first thing at hand, in your packet you have a document authorization from NBS on the 457B plan. Basically, this is just a document that clarifies all of our company information for the county and also discloses the fees that are associated with this 457B plan. Casey has read through this and approved it. Signature was already submitted, so we just need to ratify the approval of the signature on this document.
Okay.
Motion to ratify, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. It's been moved that we ratify this document.
I'll second that.
And it's been seconded. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes. So okay. That'll be ratified.
I also have another document that you do not have in front of you. It's an authorized signature designation form that is also from NBS in regards to the 457B plan. We'll have Casey review this form. Under his approval, if we can get approval to sign that and submit it after his approval, if you're okay with that.
So what we would be doing is signing that pending your approval. Is that right, Casey?
Yeah, I think I looked at the contract. Is that what I looked at?
You looked at that one. This is a new one. This is different. We're going to have two or three of these before this is all in place. So,
okay. So yeah. We could then approve this to be signed with pending Casey's approval and so, okay?
I'll make that motion to approve the contract pending our attorney's approval.
Okay.
So.
And that's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimously then.
All right, then as far as personnel changes, just so you're aware, we have four personnel changes. We have Juliet Hopkins, who was hired as a nutrition cook for the senior nutrition program. Her hire date was September 9th of 24 at a grade 7 at $16.82 an hour. That's a part-time position, non-exempt. We have Pam Bigelow that was hired as a nutrition cook, one also with the senior nutrition. Hire date of 9/23. Grade 7 at 1706, part-time, non-exempt. We have Cameron Spellman that was hired as a deputy sheriff recruit in the jail. His hire date is October 7th at a grade 15.2 at $24.01 an hour. It is full-time, non-exempt. And Tony Brown hired as a full-time paramedic for the ambulance. Hire date is also October 7th. Grade 15 at 2212, full-time, non-exempt. These are all positions are just replacement, not new hires.
Okay. Okay, so with those four replacement people that have been hired, what's your pleasure then? So
make a motion to approve that recommendation to hire them.
And I'll second.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded that we approve the hiring of these four individuals at their appropriate degree. Pay scales. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. So those new hires are approved then. So
thank you.
Or replacement hires then.
Okay. So. And I'll just give you the site of after.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep, I can do that.
So. Thanks.
Okay, so the next item on our agenda is we need to move, if I'm reading this right, Steve, we need to move from commission meeting to the Board of Adjustments.
We're going to move it to the end.
Oh, that was going to be the...
No, that's the CDBG public.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'd accept a motion to move out of commission meeting and go into a board of adjustment.
I'll make the motion to leave commission meeting and go to a board of equalization.
Second.
Yeah, board of equalization, thank you. So we move seconded that we move from our commission meeting to a board of equalization. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion passes unanimously.